WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. If you've been a patient or referred to a doctor affiliated with College Station Medical Center over the last 5 years, you're supposed to be getting a notification of a cyber attack. The parent company of the meds says information on 4.5 million patients was taken earlier this year by a group based in China. Community Health System says patient names, social security and phone numbers, birth dates and addresses were taken. CHS says no credit card or medical records were stolen. Those affected will be offered identity theft protection services. The Med is among 18 CHS facilities in Texas and 206 in the United States. A member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents will be leading Governor Perry's defense team on charges of abusing the power of his office.
The governor acted lawfully and properly exercised his power under the law, and frankly, his obligation as governor to protect the public safety.
Tony Busby of Houston, who was appointed to the Regents by Perry last year, held a news conference Monday repeating his client committed no crimes. Busby says the governor is going to let everyone know when he'll be fingerprinted and have his mugshot photo taken. Filing for local city council and school board positions ended Monday, with two seeking positions on the College Station Council. Linda Harvell is running for the Place 5 seat, now held by Julie Schultz, and a Texas A&M student, Gabriel Pereira, has filed for the Place 1 seat, now held by Blanche Brick. The list of candidates is online at WTAW.com. Blinn College students taking classes in the STEM subjects of science, technology, engineering, and math can apply for up to $2,500 in free money.
Students who are interested in obtaining these funds can go to our financial aid website at blinn.edu/FINAID. To be eligible, you need to graduate from a Texas high school with at least a 3.0 grade point average on a 4-point scale in mathematics and science. You need to enroll at Blinn and declare a T-STEM instructional program and be a full-time student here.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says only 35 of the 225 scholarships have been awarded so far. They're available on a first-come, first-served basis. A Bryan townhome is declared a total loss from a fire Sunday evening. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says a hot propane grill near or inside the garage was the ignition source.
They believe they had it extinguished inside the They eat the food they had prepared, but somewhere along the lines, they did not have it extinguished, or in some way it got some ignitable material near it, and that's what it appears to have done. And then it spread from that device into the garage and into the items in the garage.
Bow says a firewall saved the adjoining townhome located on Dogwood Lane off Carter Creek south of Coulter. No occupants or firefighters were hurt. The Brazos County Health Department says mosquitoes with the West Nile virus were caught east of Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. The capture was 2 weeks ago on May Street, around the same time as mosquitoes were caught on the Texas A&M golf course. Suggestions to reduce exposure to mosquitoes are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Looking for the best health and wellness secrets in town? Is staying active a top priority in your life? Then Brazos Wellness is the publication for you. It's filled exclusively with local articles and everything you need to know about wellness in the Brazos Valley. Maintaining good health is important to everyone. To advertise your business in Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. That's sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
It's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. For specials, go to normangtractor.com.
Sunshine, we're going to see that again today, along with some passing cloudiness. Temperatures, they'll peak between 95 and 100 later today. There's a low chance of an isolated storm late in the afternoon. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine is back. Highs tomorrow, 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. More sun for Thursday. Temperatures ranging from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with A&M Soccer getting knocked into the top 5 by TopDrawerSoccer.com. We'll have more on that. New coach, or volunteer coach anyway, for A&M baseball. And Johnny Football gave the Washington Redskins the flying fickle finger of fate. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports about 6:50.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that later. How stupid. We'll talk about that. Anyway, so we finally put a 20% chance of rain in the forecast after people got rain yesterday.
Oh, really?
After there wasn't supposed to be any in the forecast. And again, it wasn't widespread or any of that kind of stuff. But, it finally, there was enough heat out there. It kind of clouded up a little bit. And as a result, as we're looking at our radar this morning, there's fairly significant showers to the northwest of San Antonio. Ah. So we'll see what happens there. I guess I could probably put it on a loop if I wanted to and figure out whether or not we're going to actually get any rain or not. Just bounce it. It's trucking this way, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, and then there's some up there to the southwest of Fort Worth. So a little bit here early this morning, which should be all right. Because it's muggy as heck, you know.
Oh, sure.
If we could go ahead and get a little rain to go along with it, probably wouldn't be bad. So, Joslet Jean Charles was asleep behind the wheel of the Ford Taurus at the busy intersection in Green Acres, Florida, on Thursday night, when the patrol unit pulled in front of the car. Well, that woke him up. Drove around the police car and fled. Abandoned the vehicle a short time later. He was arrested at the address that was found on a bill inside his car. Now, it doesn't say what time it was. We don't know what kind of a day Joslet was having. His name is Joslet. Joslet. Joslet Jean Charles. Just saying.
That sounds like something almost from Louisiana.
It does. Could well be. Mississippi woman arrested early yesterday morning after officers said that she shoplifted right in front of them. According to authorities, Shelley Marie Holt, and we know all three of her names, means it not a good thing. She shoved the pack of pencils in her T-shirt, as you would expect, then the backpacks under her shirt, and then she bought two packs of cigarettes as she left the store.
So she stole the school supplies and bought the smokes.
That's right.
Well, yeah, because they got them behind the counter.
Oh, that's what you got to ask for them.
No, it's for the kids.
Oh.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Her entire shopping trip for the kids. Oh, what a great country.
Drove down the street just to get you. Took a train, and a plane,
how do you hide a backpack under your T-shirt? I'm just,
Well, it depends on how big a person you are.
Sure. She may be of some size.
Do you look inherently lumpy anyway?
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You already know Team of Navasota is the place to find nice prices on new vehicles. And now Team of Navasota is home to the largest pre-owned dealership in the Brazos Valley. At the Team of Navasota Pre-Owned Supercenter, choose from over 175 pre-owns, every make, every model, backed by a nice price guarantee. Need financing? We can help. Stop in today to browse our extensive selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. The Team of Navasota Pre-Owned Supercenter, 7908 Highway 6, or call 936-825-1051.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 6:15 on a delightfully muggy morning. This is day 231, got 134 of them to go. It's National Aviation Day. And it's, we were talking root beer yesterday. Today is Black Cow Day, which would be your root beer float.
Ah, yes.
So there, happiness will ensue there. And for birthdays we have?
We have a lot, actually.
Okay.
Billy Clinton, William Jefferson.
Hey, look at that.
68 years old today. He shares his birthday with John Stamos.
Okay. That'd be be
Get
fun.
Your yogurt out. Mr. Let's all celebrate.
Yes, that's Mr. Right. Yogurt yeah. is 51.
There you go.
Jonathan Franks is 62. Commander Riker in the Next Generation series of Star Trek.
He's married to Jeannie Francis, that soap opera star. And he directs a lot of television now. He does a lot of directing. Anyway.
And Diana Mulder is 76. She was Dr. Pulaski on the same show.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew Perry from Friends is 45 years old. He's going to be in the new version of The Odd Couple.
Well, good for him.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody needs to be.
Tabitha Soren, former MTV news lady, is 47.
Yes.
Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do too. Leanne Womack, 48 years old. Kara Sedgwick, 49. She was the closer. Kevin Dillon, 49 years old. Matt Dillon's younger brother, and he was also in Entourage and Platoon. Peter Gallagher, 59, from the American Beauty and Covert Affairs. John Deacon, the bassist for Queen, is 63. Tipper Gore, 66 years old. Gerald McRaney. Yep. I was thinking it was something. I think I was going to call him McInerney.
he'd be Major Dad and send some other stuff.
Simon.
Well, yeah, and he's if you watch House of Cards, he had a big role in last season.
And Delta Burke's husband.
Yeah.
Ian Gillan is 69. He's the lead singer for Deep Purple. Fred Dalton Thompson, 72 years old.
What a career! What a life this guy has had.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know. Yeah, is he still a talk show host? Do we know if he still has the
show? I think he has his own radio show, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is the laziest guy who ever ran for president. You know, he thought he could just be, because, you know, he was a lawyer, he was a senator. I mean, you know, he asked the big question of Butterfield in the Watergate hearings about the tapes. I mean, he's the guy who asked the question.
Yep.
So, you know, he was there. He's a senator from Tennessee. He ran after Lori Morgan. He said... His quote was, "I was chased by several women and often caught." And then he goes back and he decides he wants to run for president just because he's an actor. We're gonna elect this guy as president? And then when he found out he had to campaign and stuff, he went, "Ah, the hell with that. I'm not going to do that."
Now he's hawking reverse mortgages.
Yeah, now he's trying to bilk old people out of their money. Yeah, this guy's, he really is. He's a Boy Scout.
Fred Dalton Thompson, 72.
He's got a good voice.
He does. Yeah, he absolutely does. Johnny Nash, I can see clearly now, 74. The insane drummer from current Queen and several other bands. He's crazy, but very talented. Ginger Baker, 75.
No, you said Queen. You mean
I'm sorry, Cream.
Yeah.
And for Mr. Ben Downs, Gene Roddenberry's birthday today.
He's dead.
Yes, but it's still Mr. Downs' favorite, so you must announce.
Of course, all right. And now it's time for the Sean Hannity update, which is most often just kind of a rerun and a rehash of stuff that he said weeks before.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't think it's important enough for this show, you know, for his listeners to be able to hear anything fresh and new. So today we'll listen to see if it's something that happened 2 weeks ago that he's commenting on for the fourth time.
Wow.
Thank you.
Scathing the truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so while talking with Larry King, liberal Hollywood director Rob Reiner compared the Tea Party to the terror group Hamas and the inability to negotiate with extremists. Rob Reiner, meathead, said anytime you're dealing with an extreme group, you cannot negotiate with them, and the way to do this is to eliminate it. Now, maybe Rob Reiner, meathead, should consider the extremism of his comparison. Americans concerned about the size and direction of our country and the size and scope of government, in his liberal mind, are comparable to a horribly brutal terrorist organization. Now, that type of incendiary left-wing rhetoric, that's not going to get us anywhere in the country, so long as liberals like Rob Reiner Meathead are willing to try and understand the concerns of Tea Party conservatives.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Is a
Stop it.
penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, when was the last time Larry King had a show? And he's talking about Rob Reiner talking to Larry King. I mean, maybe he was on something. It could have been yesterday, for
couple,
all I
two
know.
Or three, at least yeah. A couple 2 or 3 years.
So I'm glad we have something pretty timely there. That's because there's nothing else going Scott, on in the news. I don't know if you've noticed that
if,
or not.
If you don't learn to express yourself, you're going to have a heart attack or something. You need to get that out.
I'm more horrified that I'm just now realizing Major Dad retired and became Raymond Tusk.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't.
How could you not know?
Imagine my surprise.
I know. Yeah, he was Tusk. Exactly. Yeah.
It's a completely different show now. I'm going to have to go watch all of it
over
again.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And, you know, in the end, he's got a little beard going. So I don't know what that's about.
He's got his own barber. That's fun, too.
Yes, he had a lot of money. Anyway. Yeah. All right, that's House of Cards. Yes, I'm sorry if you're not watching. We don't. Sorry to be so inside.
I was going to say, way to be inside for everybody.
Right, 6:22.
Jennifer to Steve.
This is Steve. Go ahead.
Can you send 2 volunteers to the ticket booth? We're getting backed up here.
Will do. They're on their way.
Keep your local event running smoothly with Texas Communications Rental Radios. Call us at 775-6239 for more information.
You're building a house. You expect experts to give you good advice. That's what you pay for. Well, think about the windows in that new home that you're building, because if you have windows that are not energy efficient, you're going to pay for that mistake every month for as long as you live in that home. So if you're looking for window advice, give the folks at Intercon a call, 823-3639. This is what happens when you call Intercon. You get to talk to a person, first of all, who will set up an appointment so that you can actually have a consultant, an expert on windows, tell you what your options are. Find windows that are energy efficient, put them in that house from day one, and you will be glad that you did that. So get the kind of countertops you want, the kind of carpet you want, the kind of paint that you want, the kind of exterior you want, the kind of landscaping that you want. But understand, the windows can make a difference in your utility bill every month. And when it comes to experts in windows with no high pressure, that's Intercon. So give Intercon a call at 823-3639.
A drop in all cash house purchases. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Fewer homebuyers paid cash for their houses in the spring. Realty Track reports 38% of all second quarter sales were cash deals, down from 42% in the first quarter. The percentage of homes bought by institutional investors was the lowest in 2 years. Roku streaming video technology will be built into new television sets that will hit the U.S. market next month. The TVs will be made by TCL and Hisense, companies familiar in Europe and Asia, but largely unknown here. The new sets will be inexpensive. A 32-inch Roku TV from TCL will be priced at $230. Amazon is already taking advance orders. Stock market futures are pointing higher after Wall Street's Monday rally. Home Depot posted stronger than expected second quarter results. The home improvement chain's profit rose 14% and topped $2 billion. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 626. Let's do a little bit of weather. It's brought to you this morning by Eicher Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Okay, same hots as we had yesterday. We do have a slight chance of showers, about 20% in there for today and tomorrow, but 97, 98, something like that, all the way through Saturday, and our lows at night will be around 77 or so. And heat index, by the way, about 103 to 105, so just kind of be aware of that. Right now the winds are out of the south at 5, 97% relative humidity, and we've got 77 degrees.
The kids are headed back to school, and it's time for you to get back to the gym. At Aggieland Fitness Dome, we're making it easier than ever to get started. Join now and pay no enrollment fee. We have it all. Group fitness classes, childcare, basketball, volleyball, indoor boot camps, personal trainers, cardio, free weights, and results. Space is limited, so call or stop by today. We have everything you need to get the results that you want. All we're missing is you. Aggieland Fitness Dome. Call 690-3663. Mention WTAW and get a free gift just for stopping by.
Smart businesses know there's a big difference between being a boss and being a leader, and it's reflected on the bottom line. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees? Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. Call now 877-789-4173. There's no obligation. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. There is a big difference between being a boss and being a leader.
The boss drives his men. The leader coaches them. The boss depends upon authority. The leader on goodwill. The boss inspires fear. The leader inspires enthusiasm. The boss says I. The leader says we.
Sam Geist, author of the book, Would You Work For You?
The boss says get here on time. The leader gets there ahead of time. The boss fixes the blame for the breakdown. The leader fixes the breakdown. The boss knows how it's done. The leader shows how. Gordon Selfridge in 1924. And it's no different today.
In today's workplace, Sam believes there's a huge lack of quality leadership.
Have you heard this word, actively disengaged? In North America, 1 in 5 workers are actively disengaged. What does that mean in layman's terms? It means that these people work for an organization. They've resigned, but they forgot to tell you they've resigned. The cost of North American businesses today for actively disengaged people is a whopping $375 billion.
And workers who are disengaged eventually leave, causing turnover.
The cost of turnover today is 1 to 2.5 times average salary plus benefits. So we invest time, energy, commitment to the people that work for us, and then we screw it up because we don't make it a fun place to work. We don't develop their talents. And then they go somewhere else, and then we have to find somebody else, and we have to start the whole process over again.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
good times await you with the new Opus Family Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $56. The National Acrobats of the People's Republic of China performing Cirque Peking and Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. The Opus Family Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The filing deadline for city council and school board ended Monday. You can see the list of local candidates online at WTAW.com. The final two filings were for College Station Council. Place one incumbent Blanche Brick, a Blinn College history professor, is being opposed by Texas A&M student Gabriel Pereira. Also filing on Monday was Linda Harvell, who is seeking the Place 5 seat held by Julie Schultz, who is also seeking re-election. Governor Perry's lead attorney in his defense against criminal charges is a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Tony Busby of Houston held a news conference Monday defending his client, who appointed him to the Regents last year. Busby defended Perry's veto of giving the Travis County District Attorney $7.5 million of state money after she was convicted of drunk driving.
He doesn't have to tell you any reason why he vetoed the bill. He did so because it was good government, because he is responsive to the people. So he told the people, I'm vetoing this, and here is why.
Perry's veto came after Rosemary Lemberg refused to resign following the DWI conviction. That led to last Friday's grand jury indictment on felony counts of abuse of official capacity and coercion of a public servant. The parent company of College Station Medical Center reports a cyber attack took information on 4.5 million patients from its computer network. Community Health Systems says the attack bypassed its security systems in April and June of this year, taking patient names, addresses, birth dates, phone and social security numbers from the last 5 years. No medical or credit card records were taken. The stolen information involved patients who were referred for or received services from physicians affiliated with the company. CHS says it's notifying patients affected by the attack and offering them identity theft protection services. CHS believes the attack was based in China and was likely looking for intellectual property. CHS says applications have been deployed to protect against future attacks, and they own and operate or lease 206 hospitals in 29 states. 18 are in Texas, including the Med. Approval has been given to redoing one of the busiest intersections in Bryan, especially in the coming days. Villa Maria and Joseph is one of the locations for Blinn College students to enter and exit. Blinn Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says this will also benefit residents of the Crestview retirement community.
It has been something that I think that the city of Bryan has been considering for a while, and in discussions that it actually facilitates those residents having that four-way ability so that they can cross without any concern about traffic. So we're really very pleased that that is being put in place.
Dr. McMullen reminds motorists around 29th and Villa Maria to watch out for new students getting familiar with traffic patterns around the campus.
We try to accommodate and give them alternatives by encouraging them to ride the bus, and usually that happens after about the first 3 weeks when they kind of run out of their gas money.
The Bryan City Council and Crestview officials agreed to adding a drive at the Villa Maria and Joseph intersections, which will get new traffic signals. There's not much left after a Sunday evening fire at a Bryan townhome.
Both of the cars in the garage, the upper floor, second floor above the garage fell in on the first floor. Extensive damage there. There was a couple of rooms that you enter from the front door that had less damage to them, and they were able to recover a few objects.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says the ignition source was a hot propane grill that was left unattended near the garage of a home on Dogwood Lane off Carter Creek, south of Coulter. The two-alarm fire resulted in no injuries to firefighters or occupants. College Station assisted Bryan. An adjoining townhome was saved by a firewall. Local authorities are looking for a man accused of grabbing money outside of Bryan Bank from a woman who was intending to make a deposit. The incident was Monday morning about 11 outside the Compass Bank on Briarcrest. The victim was not hurt. She described the suspect as a skinny black man between 17 and 20 years old, wearing black shorts and a black shirt. For the second time this month, the Brazos County Health Department has found mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus. The latest report comes from Bryan on May Street, which is east of Sue Haswell Park. The capture was about the same time as mosquitoes were caught on the Texas A&M golf course. Online at WTAW.com are some suggestions to reduce your exposure to mosquitoes. The State Fair of Texas announces the new fried foods you'll be able to sample this year.
Each of the eight finalists for the Big Tex Choice Awards will be available when the State Fair opens September 26th. One of the favorites this year is the chicken fried loaded baked potato.
Think of all the goodness of a baked potato wrapped into a little, almost looks like a jalapeno popper, and then battered and fried to a crispy crust. And it has a nice ranch dipping sauce with it.
The fair's Carissa Schuler says you'll also be able to enjoy deep-fried breakfast for dinner, fried Gulf shrimp boil, and the deep-fried Texas Blue Bonnet, which is a blueberry muffin fried, supersized, and sugared up in a big way. Chris Summer, TSN News.
Fried. WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling 8-to-8 service. That's overtime coverage for you and your family without overtime charges. You get home, the unit's not working, give them a call. 690-2278. They'll get somebody out there. Here are some numbers.
Parts of central Texas once again seeing significant shower and thunderstorm activity this morning. For us, we are relatively dry. We're too far to the south and east. Partly to mostly sunny today, 95 to 100. A low chance of an isolated afternoon storm. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sun is back tomorrow, so the temperature is between 95 and 100 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunshine, 95 to 100 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Should have been smarter. It was a Monday night football game. I mean, the cameras were probably solidly on me. So
they most certainly were. When he gave the one-finger salute, which has caused a little problem, we'll share more on Johnny Manziel's action last night with the Cleveland Browns. A&M soccer is ranked in the top five in the country and number one in terms of rankings, anyway, in the SEC. All that and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
So the White House has announced that Eric Holder is heading to Ferguson, Missouri, to oversee the investigation into the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager, Michael Brown. visit was announced yesterday, right around the time the National Guard troops arrived to back up the local and state police. So with any person who is high up in their organization, the only information they can act on is the information that's given to them, right?
Right.
So who has the ear of the Attorney General? And I don't have any idea. I have no clue whatsoever. But if you heard the interview this morning on the Wall Street Journal, everything all right in there?
Yeah, I just dropped my glasses.
Yeah, in the Wall Street Journal this morning, the discussion that, like it or not, when the Trayvon Martin situation happened, the spokesperson was the prosecutor, and you knew that she was in charge. The problem is now there are so many faces, so many voices. Who is in charge in Ferguson? Well, maybe now that becomes Eric Holder. I don't know. But there's lack of clarity of leadership there, that's for sure. And I don't...
The lunatics are in charge. They're the ones in charge of the asylum right now.
I mean, I will say to you, I have not seen the video. The only video I saw was him roughing up that kid in the convenience store.
The video where they're talking?
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, I don't watch it, and I kind of don't watch it on purpose because the problem is the narrative comes from so many different directions.
Well, sure.
And it's very, very difficult to understand exactly what's happening.
My take on all of this is a little different other than the event itself.
Mm-hmm.
This is the perfect opportunity for a president who is not like any other president we've ever had.
That's right.
To really, really fix a lot of problems and look at some of the problems, Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson. Mm. And put that to rest.
Well, he had that with Trayvon Martin.
He did, but this is another opportunity. And if you listen to his press conference yesterday, he as much as convicted the cop.
Yeah. And that's where, at the very best, no one has any clue what happened. And there's no fact that has come out that supports this 18-year-old kid man whatsoever. These riots that are being perpetrated are based on a falsehood that has no backing. And I'm not going to suggest that I know what I believe based off of what I've heard. But that's beside the point. There are no facts that support the idea of a cop executing a kid.
And it's
completely out of line to suggest otherwise, especially by that family attorney.
I was going to say that Mozon, that's their attorney, is the biggest shill I want to be famous SOB ever seen.
Let's ride this one to the top.
Oh, he's riding until it turns to glue.
Yes, it is absolutely an example of hyperbole. There's no doubt.
Well, and that's, I grew up there as a young kid. That's where I
Ferguson?
Was. Ferguson and Florissant, St. Louis, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, there you go.
And being the minority growing up there, it was never the way they've portrayed it, ever.
Yeah, it's, well, again, we'll see.
Now, obviously, that was a long time ago, but for heaven's sakes.
Changes. President is slated to head back to Martha's Vineyard today after that two-day break in his vacation for those meetings in Washington about Ferguson and also the ISIS forces in Iraq. So we're glad he's going to be able to go back and get some breather time. He was concerned about that. Mary Landrieu, she's the Democrat senator from Louisiana who's kind of in a pretty tough political race right now for re-election. Apparently there's a travel scandal. Politico reports that Landrieu is under renewed scrutiny for potentially violating campaign finance laws by tapping her official Senate funds to cover the cost of fundraising trips. The pair of trips in 2012, oh my God, it was $10,000. Again, I don't know Mary Landrieu from whatever, but $10,000? We're going to worry about $10,000? That's front pocket money for a senator, isn't it? Hillary's going to be at Tom Harkin's 37th and final steak fry on September the 14th. Traditionally, that's the start of the political season in Iowa, so we'll see how that works out. And yesterday, of course, everybody hoping that they'd get a chance to see the perp walk with the gov.
And he's volunteering it up, though.
They ended up basically just having the mouthpieces get out there and talk a little bit. He's got himself a crew led by Texas A&M Regent Tony Busby, who owns like the biggest house in Houston now, right, or something like that.
Wow.
He bought that not a couple of years ago, I think. He'll be joined by Ben Ginsburg from the Bush-Gore recount fight also, and Tom Phillips, who was a Texas chief Supreme Court. One of them called this a banana republic-type deal.
Well, did you see the former spokesman for Obama said it was a big goat rope?
Yeah. Banana Republic, you know where that comes from?
The store that has nice clothes?
No, that's not it.
Okay.
Actually started in 1904 in a book that was written by O. Henry. Remember him?
Yep.
William Sidney Porter, who, by the way, you know, was a Texas boy and was, in fact, on the run from Texas authorities who had charged him with embezzlement. So he fled to New Orleans and then to Honduras, where he stayed in a cheap hotel and he wrote Cabbages and Kings. And one of the short stories was called The Admiral, and it was set in this fictitious land that was a small maritime banana republic. Now, the phrase works pretty well because what happened was, back in the 19th century, Americans couldn't grow some of the fruit they needed because it was too cold, so they needed to go someplace where it was cheaper. And so what happened was the United Fruit Company, which ended up being Chiquita, moved in, built roads and ports and railways in return for land. And in 1911, the Camille Fruit Company, which was another American firm and later bought United, supplied weapons for a coup against the government of Honduras so that they would have a better environment to be able to go in and grow their bananas. So that's how they
that turned out to be a good investment, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah. So actually, we ought to call it a Honduras split instead of a banana split, just in honor of them. But that's how we got Banana Republic.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a shade tree that's just a little bit off the beaten path, I'm going to give you four today that would really fit into that category. Now, when I do this, there is some risk that you'll be frustrated by not being able to find them, but each of these is available, and a nurseryman can order it in for you if he or she doesn't stalk it normally. Unusual trees that deserve more consideration in Texas landscaping, the subject of our program. I'll be back with details right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to that heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your plants healthy. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you want to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. You need to look for Scotts Halts brand crabgrass preventer in the fall. You put it down the first week of September, and it will prevent the germination of rescue grass, ryegrass, and annual bluegrass, Poa annua. Great products from Scotts Miracle-Gro. So we're considering today four unusual shade trees, trees that you may have a hard time finding in nurseries, but that are worth asking for, worth the pursuit. I'll start with Mexican redbud. If you want a redbud, but you like something just a little bit different with much smaller and very glossy leaves and multiple trunks and with deep burgundy flowers, oh my goodness, I have the tree for you. It grows well in sun or part sun, and it can tolerate shallow, rocky soils better than most trees. Look for it in nurseries handling native plants, especially in the spring. Mexican redbud. Lacey oak is one of my favorites. Time will come when this small oak will be mainstream. That's my prediction. It's a handsome 20 or 25 foot accent tree. It has blue-gray leaves that turn very pretty orange shades late each fall. If you need a small tree to enframe a patio or shade a small garden nook, this is it. It, too, is likely to be found in native plant nursery since it grows in the Texas Hill Country. It's adapted to both shallow and alkaline soils. Lacey oak, L-A-C-E-Y. I have one at the head of my driveway in a circular part of our driveway in the country, and it's thrived. It's been there for about 25 years, and it's about 8 or 10 inches in diameter, about 20 or 25 feet tall. I like my Lacey oak. Then there's Caddo maple. Folks who moved to Texas have maple madness every October and November. We're not exactly known for spectacular fall foliage in Texas. This tree, however, was found, selected, and introduced into the Texas nursery trade in the 1970s. It became quite popular. Unlike true northern sugar maples, this one seems at ease with our soils and our summers in Texas. Fall color, predictably, is wonderful. It's a medium-sized tree at maturity. Caddo maple, C-A-D-D-O. And then my fourth tree, this one's really unusual, and it's the smallest of the bunch, tree form, Nellie R. Stevens holly. The shrub form of this plant is anything but new. In tree form, it's quite the exception. In fact, you may even have to develop your own. Some nurseries do stock tree form plants. You can also select a shrub with a straight central trunk and then trim it as you would a crepe myrtle to train it tree form, removing the lower branches all the way up. I'm Neil Sperry, special plants of early fall in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. We'll start you off with Aggie Soccer. They were selected number 4 in Top Drawer Soccer's top 25 preseason ranking. A&M polled first among SEC schools, topping Florida, South Carolina, and Arkansas. The Aggs were also one of just two squads from right here in the Lone Star State to even make the list. Texas Tech slid in at number 15. A&M returns 18 letter winners, including 10 starters from the 2013 campaign, and the ladies will start things off this Friday against Dayton at Ellis Field. Things get started on the pitch at 7 o'clock. A&M Baseball's Rob Childress announced that they've added Austin Morgan to the staff as a volunteer assistant coach. Morgan, who spent the last two seasons as a volunteer assistant at East Carolina, replaces Austin Knight, who accepted a coaching job at Northeast Texas Community College. Aggie football winding down fall camp in preparation for their opener a little more than a week away. The team is down to just one practice a day, and we'll get a little better idea of where the Aggies stand tomorrow as A&M holds their weekly press conference a week in front of the football game. They've had to rearrange the press schedule due to the unusual week leading into a Thursday kickoff against South Carolina. Johnny Football got a little more playing time for the Cleveland Browns.
Manziel with a blitz, dumps it underneath. Lewis caught the ball at the 5, drives it left side. He's in, touchdown! Deion Lewis, what a great read by Manziel with Redskins all over him.
In the end, it wasn't enough, though. The Browns fell to RG3 and the Redskins 24-23. But Johnny, always in the limelight, was getting barbed by the Washington Redskins about being a rookie and no longer a college stud. Then Manziel gave them the flying fickle finger of fate, which was, of course, caught on the TV cameras on the sidelines.
So I get words exchanged with me throughout the entirety of the game, every game, week after week, and should have been smarter. It was a Monday Night Football game. I mean, the cameras were probably solidly on me, so I just need to be smarter about that.
The NFL no doubt will review the tape, and Manziel will be subject to an $11,000-plus fine. Browns head coach Mike Pettine had hoped to name a regular season starting quarterback after last night's game, but after the lackluster performance with Brian Hoyer going 2-for-6 for 16 yards and Johnny going 7-for-16 with 65 yards and a touchdown. Right now, it's still pretty up in the air.
You know, all the options are still on the table. It's still something we would like to do, but we'll see.
On now to NCAA football, where the number 4 team in the country, the Oklahoma Sooners, have suspended freshman running back Joe Mixon from all activities with the football team for the entire season. Mixon was charged Friday with misdemeanor assault stemming from an alleged incident in which he is accused of punching a woman in the face. From an assault to something much more wholesome and certainly lighter, Lane Robler hit his second home run of the tournament to help Pearland to an 11-4 victory over Linwood, Washington yesterday in the Little League World Series. Pearland advances. They'll play Chicago tonight. The Stros and Rangers both had the night off. Houston's in the Bronx for the Yanks at 6:05. Texas is in Miami. They'll crank things up there at 6:10. Arnold Palmer had a pacemaker implanted to correct an abnormal heartbeat, according to his website. Palmer had a successful surgery yesterday in Pittsburgh. The 84-year-old is expected to be released from the hospital today. And finally, defending champion Rafael Nadal has withdrawn from the upcoming U.S. Open because of an injured right wrist. This is the second time in 3 years that Nadal has had to bow out. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
At 3 till News Talk 1620 WTLW. I totally get the Johnny Manziel thing. I mean, I totally understand that he shouldn't have done that. But again, as they mentioned on the Wall Street Journal this morning, do we know any of the magic words that were said from the Redskins sideline to cause them to do that?
Oh, we absolutely do. And one of the instigator, and admittedly the instigator to barb him, was he said he laughed out loud. He said he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, so this didn't offend anybody.
Really? It's what they were saying, Kerrville is a not nice town?
Rook, you're no longer a college stud, and then some expletives.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, they were. I think we can imagine one word that they said for sure, and then, you know, whatever else. But, and again, I'm not defending what he did at all, but understand that obviously there was some provocation that went on there.
These are big boys, and there were anatomical barbs, I'm sure.
Anyway.
But this is definitely much ado about nothing. I just stumbled across this, though. Apparently the Cowboys were inches from Johnny Football.
What does that mean?
Like drafting him. Stephen Jones, Jerry's son, pulled the draft card out of Jerry's hands and said, no, you're not taking him.
Well, we'll see how that works.
It was a book. It's a new book written by Jim Dent, and it's just being released. It's an excerpt from the Dallas Morning News. It was fairly interesting stuff.
Well, there you go. All you Cowboy fans can eat your heart out over that.
This is Jim. Go ahead. Jim, we need the EMTs dispatched to the south end of the stage. We have an individual showing signs of heat exhaustion.
They're on their way to you now.
Keep your local event running smoothly with Texas Communications Rental Radios. Call us at 775-6239 for more information.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's the weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 97 or so with a 20% chance of rain today. Same thing for tomorrow. Heat index around 103 or so. Lows each night in the upper 70s. It's 77 now. WTAW College.